All right, Matt, let's start off with talking a little bit about the history of the Madonna Inn here in San Luis Obispo County. It has a really rich history. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely, yeah. So Alex and Phyllis Madonna, the co-founders, started thinking about this place in the early 1950s. And when Mr. Madonna's construction business started going, you know, sustainable profits doing real well, they bought 10 acres of land from the city of San Luis Obispo. They began construction on the first 12 rooms of what is now Madonna Inn. Those 12 rooms opened on Christmas Eve, 1958. And never been closed a day since.
Christmas Eve is an interesting time to start your inn business. It seems like that would either be it's a kind of a lose or fail or a win or fail situation there. How did it go?
Well, we had, I don't know if it sold out, but we had people, and I specifically remember, well, I don't personally remember, but I remember hearing that, of course, the Madonna family was in the middle of celebrating Christmas, and when they got a call from their hotel manager that I just rented the first room, they all stopped what they're doing. They got up from the family dinner table. They came down. They knocked on the people's door. Welcome. You're the first persons or people that have ever stayed with us, and here's your money back for the first night, and have a great time.
Oh, what a way to start your business. That's really that's just fantastic. From what I saw in walking around here, I've seen some really neat pictures on the wall and the bust of Mr. Madonna. He's got a bit of a cowboy history, it seems.
Yeah, so in addition to construction, he was also big into cattle and ranching, and he hung out with the likes of John Wayne and a lot of big old cattle guys. So that was definitely in his background.
And tell me about the horses that we have out here. As you drive in or along some of the roads out here, you see a lot of horses around the Madonna Inn. Is that part of this?
It is. So, all the Madonna family are, I don't want to call them cowboys, but they're all, horse riders, they're ropers, they really enjoy rodeo and all that type of stuff. So a lot of the horses you'll see will be horses that are owned by, some of Mrs. Madonna's children. Recently we've started a horseback riding business here at Madonna, and we've partnered with a couple wranglers, and so a lot of the horses you see will be theirs, and they basically running out some of our property, since we have acres and acres of beautiful places to ride around here. Mm-hmm. They operate the riding. You can ride pretty much every day of the year now, and it's been a great addition. It's become very popular here.
Yeah, actually, I just got off a horse doing the trail ride, and that was so much fun. It's been a long time since I've been able to ride a horse or be on a trail ride, and you're right, it was gorgeous. The whole thing, you can't beat the views. It was all just, it was fascinating and beautiful, and I had so much fun doing that. I'm glad that we decided to come and do that. There's so many things. I see a lot of different buildings on the land, and it seems like there's different places that people can come and visit. It's not just an inn. There's really more of a resort feel almost to it.
Yeah, that's correct. So from the original vision, in 1958, where Mr. Madonna, since he traveled a lot in his previous business, he just wanted some place where people could stop and stay the night if they were traveling, get something good to eat. So since then, and particularly since I've been back for the last 4 years, we have tried to grow into more of a resort. So, of course, you can stay. We have 110 rooms, big hotel. We have two restaurants, one open 7 a.m. to 10 daily, and the other 5 to 10 for dinner only, our steakhouse. We have a full pool bar, spa, fitness room. We do massages up there. So there's that part. You have the horseback riding. We have basketball, tennis courts. We have lawn games. We have a full banquet facility, so people come and get married here. And we have, big rooms where we can do huge events like that. You can have stuff, we have the circus out in the field every year. We have our big expo building up on the top of the hill, converts to an ice skating rink for 3 weeks over Christmas. And we have concerts. We have, home shows. I mean, pretty much everything you can imagine, we do it here.
Now, as you're driving along the Highway 101, headed toward Pismo, especially if you're coming from the Central Valley where we're at, you see the Madonna Inn sign and that pink. And there's a lot of that pink around here. Can you explain to us about the pink?
Well, so my understanding is, and I guess I wasn't personally here back when it all happened, was that when Mr. and Mrs. Madonna back in the early 50s started envisioning this place, they kind of were a team. And Mr. Madonna, with his construction background, was kind of the architecture. So a lot of the, you know, the rock and the wood and the intricate carvings was kind of his thing. And as far as the decorating, the interior decorating was kind of Mrs. Madonna's part. And so all the pink kind of came from her. I don't know if it was her personal favorite color, or if it was more she had some forethought that, hey, this is going to stand out, which, you know, to us now, you know, the people that run it today, it's great because we don't have to do a lot of advertising. People know about us. You see the big pink hotel as you drive down the freeway, so it's ended up great. Mm-hmm.
And it's really, despite it being very, very pink, it's a lovely decor and everything looks very nice. And most of our listeners are farmers, ranchers, agriculture industry people. And with having so much land out here, it seems like this would be a nice place for them to take a break, maybe if they can get a few days away, maybe after harvest or whatever, and come and enjoy some time. But then, like you said, they have the horse riding and still be able to do some of the things that are fun for outdoorsy type people as well. Do you get a good cross-section of people here?
Yeah, so we do. I mean, most of our business is from California, and I would say, you know, the LA area, the San Francisco Bay Area, and the Central Valley. We get a lot of people from those areas, but we get people from all walks of life. I mean, a lot of people from England and Europe, you know, France, Germany, Japan, China, I mean, you name it. You know, even though most of our business is from California, from all over the United States, from all over the world, constantly, there's all kinds of people here.
So what is your favorite thing about the Madonna Inn?
I like it because even though I'm a local and I'm here, you know, at least 5 days a week, if not more, you know, I choose to come here for my wedding anniversary, for Valentine's Day. I come because it is, you know, it's Disneyland-esque. There's a little bit of everything, even though I'm, you know, 10 minutes from home, I feel like I'm a world away. So, you know, my typical stay will be, you know, pick a different room. You know, there's 110 rooms. They're all completely different. I've been in a handful of them, so I'm making my way through those. Usually we'll have a massage. We have a world-class spa up there. Then I'll come down for a couple cocktails at the bar, have a great steak dinner. We have the best steak in the county. So I can't say I have one particular favorite, because when I come, I experience it all.
So really something for everybody, and no matter, regardless of all the pink, a cowboy can come here and feel welcome. Anything else that you'd like to add in?
No, I don't think so, except, you know, we're a family-run business. We treat all of our patrons not only as customers but as friends, you know, we promise a good time. So I would really recommend, not just because I work here, because I come myself, and I'd recommend for anybody to come. We'll treat you great, and you'll have a great time.
All right. Thank you, Matt Tornquist from the Madonna Inn in San Luis Obispo County. And we will put up some information how they can contact you and get more information on the Madonna Inn on our website.